The Torah in Parashat Shmini, Parashat Re'eh, discusses the simanim for a kosher animal. So when it comes to fish, the Torah is pretty clear. It tells us it needs fins and scales. Of course, the Gemara tells us that if you have scales by themselves, so we know it must be kosher as well, and Dorish V'Kavol Skar. But nevertheless, so regarding fish, we need fins and scales for it to be kosher. Regarding land animals, to the different types of land animals, what we call behemos, but translated loosely, domestic land animals. And we have chayas, which are non-domestic land animals. So they seem to have a lot of the same simanim. That basically, if they chew their cud and have completely split hooves, then we assume it's kosher. It's like fins and scales make a fish kosher. Chewing their cud and completely split hooves make them kosher. There are some differences in halachas between a behema and a chaya. I mean, they both need to chew its cud and have completely split hooves. But in terms of some basic halachas of chalev, different parts of the fats, chalev of behema is a serious prohibition. One is not permitted to eat fats chalev from a behema. However, chalev, the same spot on a domestic, on a non-domestic land animal, is permitted. So one big difference is an iser chalev on a behema, not a chaya. As well, another big difference is the requirement of kisei hadam immediately after you do the shechita. That by behema there is no mitzvah of kisei hadam. However, by a chaya is similar in this case to a bird. That's chayav in kisei hadam. So the basic requirements for kosher are split hooves, completely split hooves, and chewed cud. However, we see there are some halachic differences between a chaya and a behema. And we'll see as well, maybe in the Metzias, to make a distinction between a behema and a chaya. Because as we'll see shortly. So the Torah, when it comes, so those are relatively clear. You just check if it has fins and scales. If you check if it has chews its cud and has split hooves. However, what about birds? So that's very unclear. Well, it's clear what the Torah says, but it's unclear how to figure it out. The Torah tells us there are 24 non-kosher birds. Because there's so many birds that exist. So Chazal, and we don't have the tradition anymore exactly when the fact the Torah says this bird is not kosher. Maybe the names have changed since then. We're not bird experts. So Chazal gave us four other features of the bird in order to know if it's kosher or not. So some of the simanim to identify a kosher bird is it has an extra toe. A crop, a peelable gizzard, and not being a doris, a non-predatory bird, one to go after attacking. So we see, the Torah just gives us a list of 24, doesn't give us a specific simon like chew its cut and split hooves and fins and scales. In fact, so much so, that since it's very hard to know which birds are kosher, so at least among Ashkenaz, the Ramah quotes Rashi, other shitas, that we have a tradition that in order, as Rashi writes regarding a Tarnagola, the Agma, he gives a case of a swamp chicken where even Chazal made a mistake. they didn't realize it was a do-res, and they found out later, the F4, since we're not experts anymore, so we need to have a masor in order to eat birds. And that's how the Rama, in fact, codifies it in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi the Machaber does not. So among at least Ashkenaz, in order to eat a kosher bird, it's not enough even if it has the simanim, because we can't be too sure, because maybe we didn't watch it enough, maybe it really is a do-res, and how do you define a do-res? So therefore, we don't eat birds without a masorah. So it's clear, or at least it's clear according to Rashi than the Rama, when it comes to a bird which don't have the clear simanim, one needs a masorah. So it seems to be clear cut that when it comes to fish, fins and skins is a goat. Look, if it has fins and scales, it's kosher. By a behema, wachaya, if it has completely split hooves and chew its cut, it's kosher. Pashas, it doesn't say anything about needing a masorah, and why would you? Just look at the simanim, because they're much clearer. However, by a bird, it's not clear. However, this is where the shach comes in. The shach makes a very unclear comment. I say unclear, maybe to him it might have been clear, but to the commentators, it's not clear. He makes some cryptic connection. So he says something along the lines that just like we need a masorah for birds, so too we need a masorah for chayas. So the question is, what does the shach mean? The shach mean you can't eat a chaya, I guess maybe, meaning except for a deer, I guess, which we know for sure is kosher. I'm not sure if he says for a deer, you don't need a masorah. I mean, either we have a masorah on deers, or we just know a deer is kosher. Is that would you need if so? If any new animal came along that you're not aware of, any chaya that came along and you're not aware of, so then maybe in order to eat it, a chaya, let's say a new chaya came along, or perhaps a new baim also, we'll have to see, but a new chaya came along and it had split, it chooses to cut and split hooves, but we don't know, so do we need a masorah or not? So let's say that was the major debate in Eretz Yisrael in the 1950s. Between Rav Yitzchak Halevi Herzog, the chief rabbi, who was a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, he had many different discussions with the Chazon Ish regarding many things. He had one regarding Yom HaShoah in terms of whether not necessarily with the Chazon Ish per se, but along with the Chazon Ish, and others about with the brisk about whether it's Baal Tosef or not. So because he had a new day of mourning. So either way, there's a major discussion between the Chazon Ish and the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Yitzchak Halevi Herzog, regarding the zibo. What was the zibo? Because the Chazon Ish maintained you need a masorah in order to eat zibo. What is the zibo? It's like a hunchbacked cow. So, in other words, it looks a little like a cow with a hunchback, and it chews its cut and its split hooves. So we'll see. Rav Herzog claimed it was a masorah from India. That's where it came from. However, the Chazon Ish didn't think there were Talmidei Chachamim in India in order to make it a good masorah. So either way, but the question was regarding a new animal that came around that didn't exist. So the Chazon Ish said, you need a masorah. Like like the Shach, or is it like the Shach? So there's a major debate what the Shach means. So between the Gedolei Achronim, the pre-Megadin, one of the major commentators on the Shach, he claims it's not, the Shach doesn't take any of his, in other words, he's not comparing a chaya to a oaf in the sense that it's like we paskin, you can't eat a bird without a mesorah. That was the whole discussion of turkey. Could you eat turkey? Is it, was there a mesorah from before or not? Ironically, I think the Chazon Ish did eat turkey. So the question was, do you eat turkey? Not do you eat turkey? Do you need a mesorah on a chaya? So everyone agrees on a bird. Not everyone agrees with the Ramah. Rashi agree you need a mesorah on birds. So the question is, is that true by a chaya as well? Is that what the Shach means? So the Prima Gadda says, no, of course not. We know what the definition of a chaya, if you have split hooves and chew its cud like a behema. However, what the Shach is getting at, it's unclear sometimes the difference between what's a behema, what's a chaya. So this is a question in terms of what the horn should look like. So therefore, then there's room to be machmir regarding you need a mesorah if you want to eat the chalev, regarding kisei adam with a bracha, and other factors that you'll need to then, you know. So the Shach is just giving me, you don't need a tradition to tell me a chaya is kosher. The chaya is kosher. It has split hooves and chew its cud. It's just a nuance in the halacha, whether you have to, in terms of whether you can have the chaylev and other halachas like that. And that's how most seem to learn. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was fond of saying that the Pre-Megadin was the ultimate source in Litta, and not the Chachmas Adam, as we'll see that others claim it was the Chachmas Adam who is the final word on the topic. So, as we see from the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chachmas Adam, they take the Shach at face value, and they say, no, in order to eat any land animal, or see any land animal, at least a chaya, there has to be a mesorah. So that is probably is like the two animals. So that was the big machlokas in the 1950s, as I said, regarding the zebo, the Indian humpback cow. So therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a new land animal, and therefore you need a mesorah. According to Rav Herzog, it's not a new animal. It had an Indian, if it was a new animal, it's still kosher, so maybe in terms of the nuanced idiom about the other things. Because we already know, we don't, because the Chazon Ish, instead of saying you only have cows, sheep, and goats, and we know, we assume a deer is a chay, it's hard to catch a deer. And then this controversy broke out years later, in the early 2000s. In terms of when people went at meat, but the bottom line is, even the Chazon Ish, you know, the claim was Mako regarding the milk from a zebo, using the Stam Sefer Torah Tefillin and Ina Behemet Tahorah, so, because most of the Torahs come from that, and they wanted the zebo because it drinks, it's much better for the climate. You could drink, it doesn't, you could just, I guess, give a food and stays full for a long time. So the bottom line is, perhaps one of the, so again, so what's clear is, birds need it, well, not according to Sfardim, but according to Ramah, birds need a mesorah. It makes sense, because we don't really know exactly, there's no straight simanim, like Gemara gives us some, but it's hard to know what's a dores, what isn't. So therefore, one, it makes sense we need a mesorah to permit a new bird. However, regarding a chaya, it's pretty clear. Chew its cut and split hoof. So the way the Chazan Ish seems to accept Chochmas Adam. He says, in Litta, that's who they followed. And of course, the Chazan Ish, and then his brother-in-law, the Stipor, and the Stipor's son all go with the Chazan Ish. That you can't eat, that even for a Chaya, you need a tradition. That's why he felt the Zebo didn't have it, or didn't have a tradition, and therefore you couldn't eat it, or then maybe he later toned that down. Maybe you can. Maybe he didn't think that it wasn't kosher, but it was machmer not to have it, maybe only having the milk and other things. But that was in the Kud, the reverse, like either number one felt it was a Mesorah. And even if it's not a Mesorah, the simple reading of the Prima Gadin, it's not that it's not kosher, it's that, so regarding the Chalev, you and Kisa Adam, you could be machmer. So that could be, in other words, the question is, so by birds, you definitely need a Mesorah. By Chaya, it's a debate. No one really says by behema you need a Mesorah. It seems to be clear. Behemas are okay. I guess if you assume that the zebo or the buffalo, the bison, all these new forms of any new land animal that comes along, I guess the issue must be that it's a suffix chaya, suffix behema. If you knew it was a behema, so then Pashas, no one says you need a Mesorah on behemoth, unless you want to learn the Shach, that when he's suffic on, it says it by Chayah, so then maybe it applies to behemoth also, but already Chayah is a Chiddush, because the Prima Gadin doesn't go for that limit, then to extend it to behemoth is a Chiddush Agabe Chiddush, and therefore, so in America, so you probably can find the buffalo bison, because we don't follow the Chazon Ish, but in Eretz Yisrael, in deference to the Chazon Ish, so I guess different hashkachas would not serve zebo or use it. And again, whether some are strict not to use to milk their cows today. Anyway, also it could be the Rizomasaurin now, because I think they crossbreeded the zebo with the regular cows, and there's a whole mix. They figured out what's best for the climate. So today, even the Chazon Ish might not be as concerned anymore. I don't know if it's like that, it's right, that maybe originally if they found out, if they were on top of things, they never would have let the turkey in. But once the turkey's here, and the other different things to show that it's kosher, could have breached with other kosher animals, even if it's forced into it. So, the zebo's been around for a long time, so now maybe it has a de facto Mesorah, but that was the whole zebu discussion and the buffalo bison, among other, or any new land animal. So again, so birds need Mesorah. Chaya, it's a machokes prima gadin against the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan. So whether it's is we have to be strict regarding Kisa Adam and Chay, we have to go with Chumra. But Pasha doesn't imply a behema. The only issue is, I guess, since we don't know exactly with the horns, what's a chaya, what's a behema, so if you're going to be machmir on a land animal, it's a behema, so either you have to call it a chaya. If you know vada, it's a behema, then it shouldn't be an issue. But I guess either you're going to say the buffalo or the zebra or the suffix chaya, suffix behema, or you're going to extend the shach that you need a mesorah even on behema. Either way, that was the big controversy in the 1950s, a resurface in early 2000, but today it's mostly settled in terms of, oh, we'll have buffalo here, we're not going to have it in Eretz Yisrael, and some still don't eat zebra, but they're not going to puzzle the Sifrei Torah, and also they might have the milk and other things that are an offshoot of it.